Yo, we got a crazy story. Now, I don't know exactly what state this came out of, but this a prime example. It be your own people. Now, a young man came up in there to cash a check. The check was legit, right? You got the black teller and a black bank manager. Called the police on this young black man. But I'm gonna let y'all watch the video and see what happened. At the end, all charges was dropped and he was cleared of everything because everything was legit. But check this out. This be your own people.
On May 25th, 2023, deputies were dispatched to a Navy Federal Credit Union after a bank teller flagged a suspicious $21,000 check.
What's up, man? I'm Deputy Carbo of Orange County Sheriff's Office. Do you have an ID on you? Go ahead and hang up the phone. You're not going to be on the phone for this. You have an ID on you? Do you have an ID on you was my question. You said yes, you do. Do you mind if I see it? I'll explain it to you as soon as you give me your ID. Your ID's in the car? Okay, go ahead and turn around for me. Put your phone on the tip. Put your wallet down. Turn around for me. Right now you're being detained pending an investigation. I'll explain everything to you as soon as we step outside. You understand? You speak English, right?
Yes, sir.
You understood the words that I just told you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So hang tight. As soon as I get you outside, I'll explain everything to you. Is that pretty clear? All right. Perfect. All right. I'll explain everything to you as soon as I get you outside. That's the third time I tell it to you. Go ahead and walk out for me. I'll explain everything to you as soon as I get you outside, man. What part of that don't you understand? I'm trying to be very compliant with you, right? Because you're being detained pending an investigation, I'm going to explain to you as soon as I get you out here, man. Just give me a second so I can explain everything to you. So I'm Deputy Carbone with Orange County Sheriff's Office. Before I ask you any questions, because I have you detained, I've got to read you your rights. Have you ever been read your rights before?
Yes. Am I able to keep my information out of the car?
Take a seat. Take a seat, stick your feet out, cross your legs. Okay, I'll be away for you. I got one secure. Just hang tight, man. Let me read you your rights. If you want to answer questions after I read you your rights, we'll go from there. You don't even know what I'm going to ask you yet, do you?
No.
Exactly, so hang tight for me, man. All right, so the Constitution requires me that you have, that I inform you that you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be used in court as evidence against you. You're entitled to talk to an attorney now and have him present or now or any time during this questioning. Do you understand? If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you without cost. Do you desire to consult with an attorney first or to have one during this interview, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand by saying yes, I cannot speak to you. You understand that? Do you want to speak to me, yes or no? If you want an attorney present, I'm not going to speak to you, and then I'm going to go off base what the bank has told me. Okay. So the bank got information that the check you're trying to cash is fraud.
It's fraud?
Yeah, and you tried cashing it over the phone, you just tried cashing it in person.
Cashing it over the phone?
Yeah.
How did I try to cash it over the phone?
They got a picture of you with the number of the check and the amount for the check because you sold the car, right?
Sir.
The car is registered to somebody else. So then you tried cashing that check. So you fraudulently tried cashing a check.
Car registered to the Americans?
No, it's registered to a completely different person. It's not even in your name.
Where's the car registered?
This is none of your concern. The fact you don't know proves my point. Do you understand that?
No, I'm not saying that.
So where did you get the check that you're trying to cash?
I got it from the buyer. It's supposed to be buying the check.
You got it from the buyer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's the buyer's name?
America Johnson.
Okay.
American.
Okay. And how did they get the car?
How did he check or how did he get the car?
How did he get the car? How did he get the car? Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, the car's not even in his name, so how did he get the car? How is he trying to sell it to you?
He's not selling the car.
So what are you trying to do?
He's buying the car from you, sir.
He's trying to buy the car from you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How did you get possession of the vehicle?
Someone came and gave me the car, sir.
You don't have a name? You don't know who you do business with? Anything like that? You see how sketchy that is?
I know who I do business with. I know that's not a fraudulent check, sir. The check is fully verifiable on their end as well.
It's not. And the bank already flagged you. That's why I was already there.
How was I flagged, sir?
All right, hang tight for me, man. You're just going to run in circles. That's fine. Is this your social security?
That's correct.
Hang tight for me. Can you stay 10-12?
Yeah.
But his social matches it.
A different color anyway.
That ID is weird, man.
Is this one of y'all's checks?
Yeah, that's our check. It's a loan draft.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. So it was like the cashier's check. I'm thinking regular credit cashier's check and printout.
So they have. Did you show him the notes?
No, I haven't. I told him what happened and this is where we are.
Okay.
So
on the member.